This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, and we continue today our study, Does God Mean What He Says?, based upon 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 through 10. There you'll remember the Bible says that God did not spare the angels when they sinned. He didn't spare the ancient world in the days of Noah when they sinned. He didn't spare the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah when they sinned. And the argument is He will not spare any of us when we sin. The Bible plainly declares in 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 29, in the words of the prophet Judge Samuel, God is not a man that he should lie or repent. There are no lies in the Bible where God is presenting his case. We find in Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 18, it is impossible for God to lie. Titus chapter 1, verse 2, God does not lie. So here are plain, explicit passages which declare that God does not lie, and therefore whatever God teaches in the Bible is what is going to happen. God does not lie concerning the warnings that He gives us, and He does not lie concerning the promises that He gives us. Last time we had just begun a consideration of the account of Adam and Eve in the early chapters of Genesis, where God had said to Adam, "Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die." Now that's what God said about it. Eat of every tree you like, except this one. And then He warned, "But if you eat of that tree, in the very day that you do so, you shall surely die." But now the devil, in the form of the serpent, came to Eve and said, "Thou shalt not surely die." It has ever been the tendency of man to put a knot right in the midst of the Word of God. Where God said something is, we have the tendency to say it is not. So the serpent said, "Thou shalt not surely die," in the place of how God had said, "Thou shalt surely die." Now then the question before us is, was God faithful to His warning? Did He mean what He said when He warned, "In the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die"? And as we think about this, I want you to think about how important it is to each one of us. God does not change. God is immutable. The very principles by which God governed man from the very beginning of man's existence are the same principles by which He governs us today. Even though we do not live under the same covenant, under the same detailed instructions, as did Adam and Eve and Noah and Abraham and even during the law of Moses. The law of Moses had been nailed to the cross, Colossians 2:14. But we still do live according to the same principles of God. And here God means what He says when He gives a warning. The Bible lets us know that Adam and Eve rejected God's will and ate of the tree which He had commanded them not to eat of. And we find that He carried out His warning and in that very day cast them out of the garden lest they eat of the tree of life and live forever. Therefore we can see that God is faithful to His warnings. He means what He says when He gives men warnings. The same thing happened in the case of the people of Noah's day. Peter tells us that Noah was a preacher of righteousness. Now, this simply means that during the long period of time in which he was building the ark, Noah was preaching to the people of his day, warning them to turn away from their ungodly lives. The Bible tells us that the people had become so wicked that God had finally decided to destroy the earth, except those who would be righteous. But no one listened to Noah except his own family. God had warned that He would destroy the earth by a great flood, and had given instruction to Noah to build an ark to the saving of his house, as we find in 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. But the world did not listen to Noah. Now, did God mean what He says? Usually people think, oh, well, God's going to save a certain number of people. He's certainly not going to cast everybody into hell. Jesus taught, "Few there be that find it." We cannot determine the will of God by counting noses and finding how many people believe it. Please be with us next time as we continue our study, Does God Mean What He Says?